Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have your way in us. May I speak the words that you have for me, not what I have to speak, but what you have to speak. Bless the word of God this morning. Your word goes out and it doesn't return void, Lord. So, Lord, bless each person this morning and transform their hearts, transform them in the way that you would have for them. Holy Spirit, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So the truth is, it's all about him.
La verdad es que se trata de él.
It's not about me.
No se trata de mí.
It's not about us. Amen.
No se trata de nosotros. Amen.
It's all about Jesus.
Es todo acerca de Jesús.
So anything we do
así que cualquier cosa que hagamos
is by his grace and by his power.
Es por su gracia y por su poder.
It's all for his glory.
Es todo para su gloria.
It's a foolish thing that he'd use someone like me.
Es algo que consideraríamos tonto que usara a alguien como yo.
The only good thing that lives in me is God.
Lo único bueno que hay en mí es Dios.
And we all need to keep our face to the carpet.
Y todos debemos mantener nuestra cara en la alfombra.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I know where he brought me from.
Porque yo sé de dónde me sacó.
And as I heard that song
y al escuchar
this
esa
morning,
canción esta mañana,
you know, in English it's reckless love.
En inglés es amor, ¿cómo se podría decir? No, pero es como descuidado.
But anyway, but it's the song that led us into the offering.
Pero esa canción es la que nos llevó a la ofrenda.
But that song, you know, it could be my life story.
Pero esa canción puede ser mi historia, la canción de mi vida.
And my subject this morning is God's love pursues.
Y el tema de hoy es el amor de Dios nos persigue.
My story is a lot like Jonas.
Mi historia es como la de Jonás.
I served the Lord as a young guy in my 20s.
He servido al Señor desde mis años en los 20s.
And I ran for the Lord for many years.
Pero corrí del Señor por muchos años.
And when he caught up with me,
y cuando él me alcanzó,
I was facing 53 years in state prison.
Estaba enfrentando 53 años en la prisión.
Some of you know this story and some of you don't.
Algunos conocen la historia, otros no.
But God pursued me. He continued to pursue me because of his grace
Pero
and mercy.
Dios me siguió persiguiendo por su gracia y misericordia.
He could have taken me out plenty of times. He could have allowed me to die.
Él me pudo haber eliminado, permitido que me muriera.
And he would have been just in that.
Y él hubiera sido justo.
But because of his grace and his love,
Pero por su amor y su gracia,
he continued to come after me.
Siguió persiguiéndome.
So yes, I want to talk about God's love this morning.
Así que quiero hablar del amor de Dios esta mañana.
And the word of God says it's his love that draws us.
La palabra de Dios dice que es su amor que nos atrae.
The truth is I didn't really know how to love until I knew Jesus.
Y la verdad es que no sabía cómo amar hasta que conocí a Jesús.
I didn't know how to love my family.
No sabía cómo amar a mi familia.
I saw other people loving each other
Miraba a otros
easily.
Que se amaban fácilmente.
But I had so much hate, so much anger in my heart.
Pero yo tenía tanto odio, tanto coraje en mi corazón.
Some of it was because of some of the things I saw growing up.
Algunas razones fue por lo que miré al crecer.
And some of it was because of betrayals and people that had lied to me, friends that had betrayed me as a kid.
Y otras fue por la traición de personas que me mintieron y me traicionaron cuando era niño.
But it wasn't until I was born again that God gave me a new heart.
Pero no fue hasta que nací otra vez que Dios me dio un corazón nuevo.
So since we're on the subject of love, I'd like to read the definition of love.
Y ya que estamos hablando del amor, les quiero leer la definición del amor.
And this isn't the biblical definition of love. This is a definition from the dictionary.
No es la traducción bíblica, es del diccionario.
So it says this.
Dice esto.
Love is an intense feeling or deep affection.
Amor es un sentimiento intenso, profundo.
A great interest or pleasure in something.
Un gran interés o placer en algo.
But love is so much more than that, isn't it?
Pero amor es mucho más que eso.
So much more than just an intense feeling.
Es mucho
a
más
pleasure.
Que un sentimiento intenso o placer.
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Ahora vamos a Primera de Corintios 13.
And find out a little about God's love from the Bible.
Y a aprender un poco acerca del amor de Dios en la Biblia.
And we're just going to read verses 4 through 8.
Y vamos a leer los versos 4 al 8.
So it says this. Love suffers long and is kind, does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away.
Primera de Corintios 13, del 4 al 8. El amor es sufrido, es benigno. El amor no tiene envidia. El amor no es jactancioso. No envanece, no se envanece. No hace nada indebido, no busca lo suyo. No se irrita, no guarda rencor. No se goza de la injusticia, mas se goza de la verdad. Todo lo sufre, todo lo cree, todo lo espera, todo lo soporta. El amor nunca deja de ser, pero las profecías se acabarán y cesarán las lenguas y la ciencia acabará.
So the love of God surpasses any kind of human love.
El amor de Dios sobrepasa cualquier amor humano.
Any kind of love that you could express without the love of God.
Cualquier amor que puedas expresar sin el amor de Dios.
Without the Holy Spirit.
Sin el Espíritu Santo.
It pales in comparison.
Es mínimo en comparación.
There's no eternal impact.
No hay impacto eterno.
Amen. How many Amen. Know what I'm talking about?
¿Cuántos saben de lo que estoy hablando?
His love puts a smile on my face.
Su amor pone
Amen.
Una sonrisa en mi rostro.
And when we please him, we put a smile on his.
Y cuando lo complacemos, ponemos una sonrisa en su cara.
It takes the power of God's Spirit to transform us.
Toma el poder del Espíritu Santo para transformarnos.
Through Christ we receive a new heart.
A través de Cristo recibimos un corazón nuevo.
A heart that's sensitive and responsive to the needs of the people around us.
Un corazón que es sensible y responde a las necesidades de los que nos rodean.
With this type of love, there's no pride.
Y con este amor no hay orgullo.
There's no evil intent.
No hay intención malvada.
There's no falsehood.
No hay falsedad.
And what you should know more than any of these things is God's perfect love always wins.
Y lo que debes de saber es de que el amor perfecto de Dios siempre gana.
The most powerful weapon against the enemy.
El arma más fuerte en contra del enemigo
is the word of God.
Es la palabra de Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
But another great weapon we have against the enemy is the perfect love of Christ.
Pero otra gran arma en contra del enemigo es el amor perfecto de Cristo.
When we're releasing God's love,
cuando soltamos el amor de Dios,
the enemy scatters.
El enemigo huye.
God arises in us.
Dios se levanta en nosotros
through the perfect love of Christ.
A través del perfecto amor de Cristo.
And the devil doesn't want to be anywhere near it.
Y el diablo no quiere estar nada cerca.
So what I mean by that is there's no evil.
Y lo que quiero decir con eso es que no hay maldad.
There's no hatred.
No hay odio.
No iniquity or infirmity.
No hay iniquidad ni enfermedad.
That's stronger than God's love.
Que sea más fuerte que el amor de Dios.
God spoke to me during COVID when it was very, you know, it was very intense and there was a lockdown.
Dios me habló durante COVID cuando era más intenso y estábamos todos encerrados.
And he said, "My love."
Y dijo, mi amor
cancels out sin, sickness, and sorrow.
Cancela el pecado, la enfermedad y la amargura.
He spoke to me. He said, "Do not be afraid."
Me habló y me dijo, no tengas miedo.
Tell my people, "Do not be afraid."
Dile a mi pueblo, no tengan miedo.
I'll say it again. My perfect love cancels out sin, sickness, and sorrow.
Mi amor perfecto cancela el pecado, la enfermedad y la amargura.
When we enter His presence,
cuando entramos en su presencia,
we experience His perfect love.
Experimentamos su amor perfecto.
Everything changes.
Y todo cambia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything changes.
Todo cambia.
Do you want to be changed this morning?
¿Quieres ser cambiado esta mañana?
I know as the presence entered in, you know, as my suegro, I call him my pa because we're family. You know, it's a family thing now.
Yo le digo a mi suegro papá porque somos familia.
And the presence entered in.
Entró la presencia,
I felt people being transformed. I felt it in the spirit.
Sentí en el espíritu que la gente ya estaba siendo transformada.
And there's more.
Y hay más.
There's more.
Hay más.
There's more available.
Hay más todavía.
Open your heart in faith.
Abre
this
tu
morning.
Corazón en fe esta mañana.
Just open yourself up completely.
Ábrete por completo.
To receive everything He has for you this morning.
Para recibir todo lo que tiene para ti esta mañana.
Forget what people think.
Olvida lo que la gente piensa.
The opinions of people
la opinión
do not matter.
De la gente no importa.
Be like John the Baptist.
Sé como Juan el Bautista.
Who went out and he spoke what God gave him.
Que fue y habló lo que Dios le dijo.
He didn't care about the religious leaders.
No le importaron los líderes religiosos.
He didn't care about the people's opinions.
No le importó la opinión de la gente.
And that may apply to you because you want to carry the message of God.
Y eso tal vez se aplica para ti porque quieres cargar el mensaje de Dios.
But that may apply to you because you're worried about what people may think.
Tal vez aplica a ti porque te preocupas por lo que la gente piense.
If you step out in faith and believe for your healing.
Si caminas por fe y crees en, por tu sanidad.
Or for your deliverance, or for your salvation.
O por tu liberación o salvación.
Now please open your Bibles to Ezekiel 36, chapter 36, verse 26.
Ahora abre tu Biblia a Ezequiel 36, 26.
And it says this. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. So I remember when I had a heart of stone.
Yo recuerdo cuando tenía un corazón de piedra.
When it was easier to hate than to love.
Que era más fácil odiar que amar.
It was easier to say, you know, I don't care about those people.
Era más fácil decir, no me importa esta gente.
And I don't mean I didn't care about their opinions. I didn't care about them.
Y no quiero decir que no me importaba su opinión, no me importaban ellos.
It was all about number one, me.
Se trataba del número uno, yo.
We live in a selfish world, don't
we? Vivimos en un mundo egoísta siempre.
But we need to be more selfless rather than selfish.
Pero debemos ser menos egoístas que egoístas.
I remember a man who told me about the love of Jesus when I was about 12 years old.
Recuerdo a un hombre que me habló del amor de Jesús cuando tenía como 12.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now, whether it's creative, local, or critical. Your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And I had so much anger in my heart.
Y tenía tanto coraje en mi corazón.
I laughed at him and mocked him for
me
telling
reí de
me about God.
Y me burlé de él por decirme de Dios.
I remember that at that time, I only wept. You know, and this is just an example.
Recuerdo durante ese tiempo, yo solo lloré y solo es un ejemplo.
Of having that transformation of heart.
De tener esa transformación de corazón.
I remember that I only ever wept, I only ever cried if there was pain in my life, if it was about me, I lost something, if I was experiencing pain, but I never had compassion or sympathy for anyone else.
Recuerdo que yo solo lloraba cuando experimentaba dolor en mi vida o pérdida de algo, pero nunca sentía compasión por otros.
It was basically about self-pity.
Era de sentir lástima.
It was because I was experiencing pain or loss or sorrow.
Era porque sentía dolor o pérdida o amargura.
Because of the circumstances in my own life.
Por las circunstancias en mi propia vida.
So the truth is, I never saw anything wrong with that, honestly.
Y la verdad es que yo no miraba nada de malo con eso.
Not until I made Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior.
No hasta que hice de Jesucristo mi Señor y Salvador.
And again, he gave me a new heart.
Y otra vez, me dio un nuevo corazón.
There's a reason why I keep saying that.
Hay una razón que lo sigo diciendo.
Because if you haven't received that new heart, he wants to give you that new heart this morning.
Porque si no has recibido ese nuevo corazón, quiere darte ese nuevo corazón.
When I gave my life to Jesus, a heart transplant took place.
Cuando le di mi vida a Jesús, tuve un trasplante de corazón.
With my new heart, my heart of flesh.
Con mi nuevo corazón, mi corazón de carne.
I saw a world of lost and broken people.
Con mi corazón de carne miraba un mundo de gente perdida.
People who felt overlooked and forgotten.
Y perdida y olvidada.
People who were suffering and searching for peace.
Gente que sufría y buscaba paz.
Just like I was before God had revealed his son. In my life.
Como yo era antes de que Dios me revelara su hijo en mi corazón.
And I praise God I found him.
Y le doy gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah.
Lo encontré.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Gloria a Dios. Gracias, Jesús.
So as I began to live out this life with a new perspective.
Y mientras empezaba a vivir esta nueva vida con una nueva perspectiva.
I saw those who were lost.
Miraba a los perdidos.
I saw those who were in pain.
A los que estaban en dolor.
And I had an eternal perspective.
Y tenía ya una perspectiva eterna.
I saw the needs of the people around me.
Miré las necesidades de los que me rodeaban.
Sometimes it was providing a meal.
A veces se proveía con alimento.
Other times it was just being there to listen, to pray for someone.
Otras veces solamente escuchando o orando por alguien.
And I feel like so many times we want to reach the lost as the body of Christ.
Y creo que muchas veces queremos alcanzar a los perdidos como el cuerpo de Cristo.
And you know, sometimes you feel I got to be Superman. I got to go out and just do this.
Y a veces sentimos, yo tengo que ser Superman, yo tengo que ir a hacer esto.
Or Superwoman.
O Supermujer.
And we don't think about the practical ways that we can reach people.
Y no pensamos en las maneras prácticas en las que podemos alcanzar a la gente.
I know in this church,
yo sé
you
que en esta
do,
iglesia,
praise
si,
God.
Si lo hacen, y gloria a Dios.
But as a whole, we need to think of those practical ways that we can meet the need around us.
Pero tenemos que pensar en cómo suplir esas necesidades alrededor de nosotros.
So when we get that eternal perspective and we can see through the eyes of Jesus.
Así que cuando recibimos esa perspectiva eterna y miramos a través de los ojos de Jesús.
We see souls.
Vemos las almas.
So I'm not sure how many of you have heard of the great evangelist named D.L. Moody.
No sé cuántos han escuchado del gran evangelista D.L. Moody.
But he was in England at one time during one of his evangelistic crusades.
Pero estaba en Inglaterra. Durante una de sus cruzadas evangelísticas.
And several British clergymen came to visit him.
Y varios de ministerio de las iglesias de allá lo visitaron.
So they wanted to know why this poorly educated American was winning thousands to Christ.
Querían saber por qué este americano poco educado estaba ganando miles para Cristo.
So Moody took the three men to the window of his hotel room and asked each of them what they saw.
Llevó a cada uno de estos tres hombres a la ventana de su hotel y les preguntó qué miraban.
One by one, the men described the people in the park below.
Uno por uno describían a la gente en el parque.
Then Moody looked out the window with tears rolling down his cheeks.
Y Moody miró afuera de la ventana con lágrimas saliendo de sus ojos.
Then one of the men asked Moody what he saw.
Y uno de los hombres le preguntó a él qué miraba.
Moody said, I see countless thousands of souls that will one day spend eternity in hell if they do not find the Savior.
Y Moody dijo, yo miro miles de almas que pasarán la eternidad en el infierno si no encuentran al Salvador.
Do you understand his point?
¿Entienden su punto?
Everywhere we go as the body of Christ, we need to see souls.
Como cuerpo de Cristo, a donde quiera que vayamos, debemos ver almas.
Yeah, we're going to see, hey, that brother has a nice shirt on. We're going to see.
Vamos a ver, el hermano tiene una buena, bonita camiseta.
We're going to see the natural.
Vamos a ver lo natural.
But we also need to see the soul.
Pero también debemos ver el alma.
Amen. I see souls this morning.
Yo veo almas esta mañana.
And I never preach hell, or very rarely preach hell, without tears in my eyes.
Y nunca predico el infierno muy poco sin llorar.
Because again, it's God's love that draws us.
Porque otra vez es el amor de Dios el que nos atrae.
And he loves us all enough to not want us to experience the pain and torment of hell.
Nos ama tanto que no quiere que experimentemos el dolor y tortura del infierno.
Amen.
Amen.
So Moody had an eternal perspective.
Moody tenía una perspectiva eterna.
A perspective that fueled his passion to pursue the lost.
Perspectiva que alimentaba su pasión por alcanzar al perdido.
We all need to take a hold of that perspective in our own lives.
Todos debemos tomar esa perspectiva en nuestras vidas.
As believers and followers of Jesus Christ.
Como creyentes y seguidores de Jesucristo.
Our nation is already full of selfishness.
Nuestro país ya está lleno de egoísmo.
All you have to look at is the political debates.
Todo lo que tienes que ver son los argumentos políticos.
The commercials, the ads, the promotions.
Los comerciales.
It's all about how good you look.
Todo se trata de qué bien te ves.
What you can get, not what you can give.
¿Qué puedes tú recibir, no lo que puedes dar?
So Philippians 2:3 says this.
Filipenses 2:3 dice esto.
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Yes.
No hagas nada por egoísmo o vanidad, más bien con humildad considerad a los demás como superiores a vosotros mismos.
So right away this scripture gets to the heart of the matter.
Luego esta escritura llega al punto.
Anyone can appear to be holy or righteous on the outside.
Cualquier persona puede parecerse ser santo o justo por fuera.
But God sees right through to the heart.
Pero Dios mira hasta el corazón.
He sees the intentions.
Dios mira las intenciones.
He knows why we do what we do.
Mira por qué hacemos lo que hacemos.
And when it comes to esteeming others better than ourselves,
y cuando se trata de valorar a otros más que nosotros mismos,
when's the last time that you heard someone say, you're better than me?
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que escuchaste a alguien decir, eres mejor que yo?
You're better than me at that.
Tú eres mejor que yo soy de lo que soy en esto.
It's not very often, is it?
No es muy seguido, ¿verdad?
Even as Christians.
Aún como cristianos.
We want to feel good about ourselves, but the truth is, esteeming someone better than yourself, or esteeming someone better than yourself, is what God wants.
Queremos sentirnos bien acerca de nosotros, pero valorar a otros más que a nosotros mismos es lo que Dios quiere.
And don't get me wrong, we're sons and daughters of the Most High King. Amen.
Y no me malinterpretes, somos hijos e hijas del Supremo Rey.
But let's be about building one another up, not tearing one another down.
Pero que trabajemos para construir a otros, no desbaratarnos el uno al otro.
Let's not be filled with ambition trying to climb the ladder.
No estemos llenos de ambición tratando de escalar, de subir la escalera.
When you're stepping on people on the way up.
Cuando estás pisando a otros para subir.
So no one has arrived this side of heaven.
Así que nadie ha llegado a este lado del cielo.
But we are to be progressing in our process of sanctification.
Pero debemos progresar en nuestro proceso de santificación.
And as the Lord removes those things that would hinder us in our relationship with Him,
y mientras el Señor quita aquello que nos estorba en nuestra relación con Él,
all oppression must be broken off.
Toda opresión debe ser quebrada.
And I say that for a reason. Yes, absolutely, all oppression must be broken
y luego
off.
Eso con una razón. Toda opresión debe ser quebrada.
But we can't forget to crucify our flesh.
Pero no podemos olvidarnos que debemos crucificar nuestra carne.
And that's a hard one.
Y eso
that's
es algo
that's
difícil.
A challenging one.
Es un reto eso.
Because we want things. Our Porque flesh still has a voice.
Nuestra carne Amen? Todavía tiene voz. Queremos cosas.
Our flesh still has a voice.
Nuestra carne todavía tiene voz.
Behold, all things have become new.
Y aquí todas las cosas son hechas nuevas.
But our flesh is still alive and well.
Pero nuestra carne todavía está viva.
So when our flesh tells us to do something contrary to the word of God,
así que cuando nuestra carne nos diga que hagamos algo contrario a la palabra de Dios,
we need to tell our flesh to shut up.
Debemos decirle a nuestra carne que se calle.
It's plenty of times I say, Alex, shut up.
Ha habido muchas veces que yo digo, Alex, cállate.
Holy Spirit, speak.
Espíritu Santo habla.
Holy Spirit, rise up in me.
Espíritu Santo, levántate en mí.
That I may be empowered by you, that I may do your work,
para que yo,
Lord God.
Yo tenga el poder para hacer tu obra, Señor Dios.
Because when the flesh dies down, the Spirit of God within us rises to empower us.
Porque cuando la carne muere, el Espíritu se levanta para llenarnos de poder.
And truthfully, we don't understand how many blessings we miss when we choose to live according to our will.
Y la verdad, no nos damos cuenta cuántas bendiciones nos perdemos viviendo de acuerdo a nuestra voluntad.
Not to mention, we miss the opportunity to please our Heavenly Father.
Y también nos perdemos la oportunidad de complacer a nuestro Padre Celestial.
How many of you want to please your Heavenly Father?
¿Cuántos quieren complacer a su Padre Celestial?
Amen.
Amen.
That needs to be our first priority.
Esa debe ser nuestra primera prioridad.
Not to please ourselves.
No complacernos a nosotros mismos.
Not to please, as much as I love my wife, not to please my wife.
Amo mucho a mi esposa,
not my first priority.
No es mi primera prioridad complacer a mi esposa.
Not to please my friends,
mi segunda, sí.
My friends, my kids, whoever.
Y no
my
complacer
boss.
A mis amigos, mi jefe.
But God.
Pero a Dios.
Number one.
Número uno.
So we please the Lord when we move in the power of God's love.
Así que complacemos al Señor cuando nos movemos en el...
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today. And you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Poder del amor de Dios.
We please Him when we don't seek recognition or self-gain.
Lo complacemos cuando no buscamos reconocimiento o beneficio propio.
But instead we must give Jesus the glory because it's His power and virtue at work within us.
Pero al contrario, debemos dar a Jesús la gloria porque es su poder y su virtud en nosotros.
Many times it's our motives that prevent the Holy Spirit from moving through us the way He desires.
Muchas veces son nuestros motivos que previenen al Espíritu Santo en moverse como Él desea.
And I tell you, it's amazing what God can do when we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to move the way He wants.
Ya es asombroso lo que Dios puede hacer cuando permitimos al Espíritu Santo moverse como Él quiere.
So speaking of motives,
así que hablando de motivos,
what are some of God's motives towards you?
¿Cuáles son las intenciones de Dios hacia contigo?
Let's talk about that for a minute.
Vamos a hablar acerca de eso por un momento.
So let's open up to Psalm 86, verse 15, please.
Vamos al Salmo 85, verso 15.
Please follow along with us. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
Salmo 86, verso 15. Pero tú, Señor, eres Dios clemente y compasivo, lento para la ira y grande en amor y verdad.
So this scripture is one of my favorites because it truly reveals the heart of God.
Esta escritura es una de mis favoritas porque revela el corazón de Dios.
He doesn't want to punish any of us.
No quiere castigar a ninguno.
He actually created hell for Satan and his angels, the fallen angels.
Él creó el infierno para Satanás y sus ángeles, los ángeles caídos.
And those of you who know the word, we need to remember this.
Y los que conocen la palabra, debemos recordar esto.
When people say, why would a loving God put anyone in hell?
Cuando la gente diga, ¿por qué un Dios lleno de amor pondría a alguien en el infierno?
We need to remind them,
hell was
not created for human beings.
El infierno no fue creado para seres humanos.
Because God would not want anyone to perish.
Porque Dios no quiere que Dios no quiere que ninguno perezca.
But he extends his arm in mercy.
Well, pero él extiende su brazo en misericordia.
Jesus is called the arm in Isaiah.
Jesús se llama el brazo en el libro de Isaías.
It's a picture of God reaching out with his arm,
es
his
una
son.
Foto de Dios extendiendo su brazo, su hijo.
And reconciling the world unto himself.
Y reconciliando al mundo consigo mismo.
So through scripture we see God attempting to get Israel's attention over and over again as we read through the Bible.
A través de la escritura vemos a Dios tratando de alcanzar a Israel una y otra vez.
He provides for them, he protects them.
Él les provee y los protege.
When the people of Israel rebelled against the Lord in the Bible, every time they rebel, he eventually brings judgment upon them.
Cada vez que se rebelaban, él traía juicio sobre ellos.
But you see, the judgment he brings is only to drive the remnant of Israel back to him.
Pero el juicio que él trae era para traer a su remanente hacia él.
Even in judgment, God shows mercy.
Aún en juicio, Dios demuestra misericordia.
So pain can produce one of two results.
El dolor puede producir uno de dos resultados.
When you go through a struggle, when you go through a trial, a tribulation, pain in your life.
Cuando atraviesas tribulación, dolor en tu vida.
It can drive you away from God.
Puede alejarte de Dios.
But it's your decision. You can choose to run.
Pero es tu decisión. Puedes escoger correr.
You can choose to say, this is too much. I don't know why God would do this to me.
Puedes escoger decir, esto es demasiado. No sé por qué Dios me haría esto a mí.
But God many times allows things.
Pero muchas veces Dios permite las cosas
to drive us to him.
Para acercarnos a él.
So if you're going through something right now.
Así que si estás atravesando algo ahorita.
You know, I had a couple of brothers in Christ recently come to me.
Yo tuve hermanos en Cristo recientemente que vinieron a mí.
And they told me, I feel like I lost my passion. I don't feel the life I used to as
y me
a believer.
Dijeron, siento que he perdido mi pasión. No siento la vida que sentía antes como creyente.
And my only advice was, run to Jesus.
Mi único consejo fue, corre a Jesús.
Fall at his feet.
Tírate a sus pies.
Offer everything up.
Ríndele todo.
Repent if you've sinned.
Arrepiéntete si has pecado.
Say, Lord, take all my burdens.
Dile, Señor, quítame todas las cargas.
My yoke is your yoke is easy and your burden is light.
Tu yugo es fácil y ligera tu carga.
Your yoke might be heavy, but his is light. You can cast your cares on him.
Tal vez tu yugo es pesado, pero tú puedes poner todas tus cargas sobre él.
So pain can produce one of two results.
Así que el dolor puede producir dos resultados.
It pushes you further away or you can draw close.
Te aleja más o puedes acercarte más.
So I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, draw close to him.
Así que te digo, hermano y hermana, acércate a él.
Run to him.
Corre a él.
He's waiting with open arms.
Está esperándote con brazos abiertos.
He's waiting for you to come home.
Está esperando
Amen.
Que tú regreses a casa.
So as I said, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of Jonah.
Como dije, una de mis historias favoritas en la Biblia es la de Jonás.
So Jonah rebelled against God.
Jonás se rebeló en contra de Dios.
By running away when he was called to preach to Nineveh.
Huyendo cuando fue llamado a predicar a Nínive.
He was swallowed by a whale and delivered after 3 days.
Fue tragado por una ballena y soltado después de 3 días.
And again, it was only because of God's mercy.
Y otra vez, solo fue por la misericordia de Dios.
Not only for Jonah, but for the people of Nineveh.
No solo para Jonás, pero para la gente de Nínive.
God's mercy was extended.
La misericordia de Dios fue extendida.
There are so many examples of God's grace throughout the Bible.
Hay tantos ejemplos de la gracia de Dios en la Biblia.
We couldn't possibly cover them all.
No pudiéramos cubrirlos todos.
We couldn't really count them all.
No los podríamos contar todos.
But I'm going to give you another example.
Pero les daré otro ejemplo.
So take David, for example.
Tomen a David, por ejemplo.
He was called a man after God's own heart.
Fue llamado el hombre que tenía el corazón de Dios.
And yet he committed adultery and premeditated murder.
Y aún así adulteró y cometió homicidio premeditado.
Then after it was all said and done, he tried to cover it up.
Pero después de que pasó, trató de ocultarlo.
Because of David's sin,
por el pecado de David,
his son died. There was a consequence.
Murió su hijo. Hubo una consecuencia.
But God made David a promise that his descendant would sit on the throne and rule forever.
Pero Dios le hizo una promesa que su descendiente se sentaría sobre el trono y reinaría por siempre.
And that king is no other than Lord and Messiah Jesus Christ.
Es nuestro Señor y Mesías Jesucristo.
So even when there's judgment, even when there's consequences, there is mercy.
Aun cuando hay juicio y consecuencias, hay misericordia.
Yes, he lost one descendant.
Sí, perdió un descendiente.
And I'm not downplaying that loss, that pain, that grief.
Y no estoy minimizando ese dolor.
But he got to take hold of that promise that Jesus,
pero tenemos que agarrarnos de esa promesa que
Jesús, the Messiah,
el Mesías,
would come through his lineage.
Vendría a través de su linaje.
So why would God choose someone who had sinned in such a way?
Así que ¿por qué Dios escogería a alguien que pecaría de esa manera?
And tell him that he would establish his descendant upon his throne forever.
Y decirle que establecería su descendencia sobre su trono para siempre.
Let's think about that for a moment.
Piénsalo por un momento.
It's because God chooses the least likely candidates to fulfill his purposes.
Es porque Dios escoge
many times
los menos probables candidatos, menos probables para cumplir sus propósitos.
Not all the time, but many times.
No siempre, pero muchas veces.
Amen.
Amen.
Moses stuttered.
Moisés tartamudeaba.
You know, Rahab was a prostitute.
Rahab era una prostituta.
Mary Magdalene as well.
María Magdalena
también.
There are
so many who fell short.
Hubo tantos que cayeron, que no cumplían los requisitos.
But God's grace and mercy met them.
Pero la gracia y la misericordia de Dios los alcanzó.
So regardless of how good or virtuous a person thinks they are,
así que no importa qué tan buena o virtuosa la persona piense que sea,
we all fall short.
Todos caemos.
We all fall short.
Todos caemos.
So none of us are worthy of God's love or grace, but he gives it freely.
Así que ninguno merecemos o somos dignos de la misericordia o el amor de Dios, pero él lo da gratuitamente.
He knows our burdens.
Él conoce nuestras cargas.
He knows our struggles. He knows it all.
Conoce nuestras batallas. Conoce todo.
Amen. He knows exactly what you're going
Amen.
Through right
Él
now.
Conoce lo que estás atravesando exactamente.
He knows every detail of our lives.
Conoce cada detalle de nuestras vidas.
And sometimes we feel, does he hear me?
Y tal, a veces sentimos, ¿me escucha?
Is he close? I haven't felt his presence
está
in a while.
Cerca de mí. No he sentido su presencia en un rato.
But he hasn't left you.
Pero no te ha dejado.
I'm telling you right now, he hasn't left you
te estoy
alone.
Diciendo, no te ha dejado solo.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember there was a time where I first gave my life to Christ and really got filled with the Holy Spirit, got baptized in the Holy Spirit at 20 years old.
Recuerdo un tiempo donde acepté a Cristo y fue llenado y bautizado por el Espíritu Santo a los 20 años.
And I remember my friends left me.
Y recuerdo, mis amigos me dejaron.
I didn't want to smoke weed anymore.
Yo ya no quería fumar marihuana.
I didn't want to drink alcohol anymore.
Ni tomar alcohol.
I didn't want to go chase girls anymore.
Ni corretear a las mujeres.
And Jesus, clear as day,
y Jesús, clarito como el día,
spoke to me as I sat in my bedroom.
Me habló mientras estaba sentado en mi cuarto.
And he said, "Lo, I am with you always, even
dijo,
until the end of the world."
Yo estaré contigo siempre hasta el fin del mundo.
Amen.
Amen.
He's with us always.
Está con nosotros siempre.
So none of us are worthy of God's love, but He displays it for us.
Así que ninguno somos dignos del amor de Dios, pero Él lo demuestra para
He's
nosotros.
He's displayed it
lo demostró
by the work of the cross,
a través de la obra de la cruz,
where Jesus shed His own blood.
Donde Jesús derramó su propia sangre.
And some might say it was a murder. It wasn't a murder. He laid His life down voluntarily.
Y algunos dirían, ¿fue un asesinato? Amen? No, Él rindió su vida voluntariamente.
He laid His life down with us in mind.
Rindió su vida con nosotros en mente.
The Father sent His one and only Son to die for us.
El Padre mandó su único hijo para morir por nosotros.
That we would be cleansed and purified.
Para que seamos
and sanctified.
Limpiados, purificados, santificados.
So understand, He gave all.
Así que entiende, Él dio todo.
Just lay our lives down.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Count for Him.
Así que rindamos nuestras vidas por Él.
And before, you know, before I transition into the latter portion here,
y antes de que continúe a la siguiente parte,
I want to tell you a little bit about my journey.
Te quiero contar un poco de mi viaje.
So as I told you,
como te conté,
I was a young man full of rage, hate, anger.
Yo era un joven lleno de coraje, de odio.
Because of traumas that I had experienced as a young man.
Por traumas que experimenté cuando joven.
And I was and I received the gospel of Jesus Christ at 15 years old.
Yo recibí el evangelio de Jesucristo a los 15 años.
And my heart was changed.
Y mi corazón fue cambiado.
But there was a lot of back and forth.
Pero hubo mucho jaloneo.
At 20, I fully committed my life to Christ.
A los 20,
and was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Me rendí completamente a Cristo, lleno del Espíritu Santo.
I walked with the Lord from 20 to 26.
Caminé con el Señor de los 20 a los 26.
With all my heart, with all that I had.
Con todo mi corazón, todo lo que tenía.
But then I started making stupid little decisions.
Pero después empecé a tomar decisiones pequeñas, pero tontas.
One by one,
una por
little
una,
by little,
poco a poco,
life got darker again.
La vida se oscureció otra vez.
Because I started living for me, not
Porque
for him.
Empecé a vivir para mí, no para él.
And some people tell me, you know, you should leave this part out. Don't tell them about the backsliding.
Y algunos me dicen, deja esta parte fuera,
no.
No les cuentas, no,
no
les cuentes
forget that.
Cómo caíste. No, olvídense de eso.
Forget that.
Olvídate
because
de eso.
You need to know the whole story.
Porque debes conocer toda la historia.
How many of us have family members and friends that are backslidden in the world?
¿Cuántos de nosotros tenemos amigos y familiares que han regresado al mundo?
And they feel that way. Why did they leave that part out? Why did they not talk about it?
Se sienten así. ¿Por qué dejan eso fuera? ¿Por qué no hablan de eso?
We're not perfect.
No somos perfectos.
We can't pretend to be.
No debemos pretender serlo.
I backslid for 9 years.
Yo recaí por 9 años.
And at the end of it,
y al final,
I was facing 53 years in state prison.
Estaba enfrentando 53 años en la cárcel del estado.
For selling drugs and having guns.
Por vender drogas y tener armas.
Guns without licenses.
Armas sin licencia.
And as I sat in my cell first day,
y mientras me senté en la celda el primer día,
I said, "God, thank you for saving my life."
Dije, "Dios, gracias por salvar mi vida."
Now I'm going to be completely real with you.
Yo voy a ser real contigo.
I weigh 280 pounds now.
Peso 280 libras.
At that time, I weighed 155 pounds because of my drug addiction.
Antes pesaba 155 por mi adicción a las drogas.
I was selling drugs. I was carrying guns.
Vendía drogas, cargaba
armas. I was doing every terrible thing you could imagine.
Hacía todo lo terrible que te puedes imaginar.
As a backslidden Christian.
Como cristiano caído.
But I said, God, I've been running for too long.
Pero dije, Dios, he corrido por demasiado.
And I had encountered things.
Y yo vivía cosas
in those days of backsliding,
en esos días de estar caído,
that were unbelievable.
Que eran increíbles.
Two times I was overdosing and called out in the name of Jesus and felt a hand touch me and infuse power into me.
Dos días tuve sobredosis y clamé al nombre de Jesús y sentí una mano tocarme y traer vida.
The doctor didn't come.
El doctor no vino.
But God made me whole in that
pero
moment.
Dios me hizo completo en ese momento.
There was times we were driving to get drugs.
Hubo veces que íbamos manejando por drogas.
And somebody in the car saw Jesus in the middle of the street.
Y alguien en el carro miraba a Jesús en medio de la calle.
I didn't see him, probably because I was blocking everything that had to do with God out.
Yo no lo miré, probablemente porque yo estaba bloqueando todo lo que tenía que ver con Dios.
But people would start screaming, I see Jesus.
Pero ellos gritaban, yo miro a Jesús.
And I said, I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me nothing about Jesus.
No quiero escuchar. Okay? No me digas nada de Jesús.
I'm being real with you right
estoy
now.
Siendo honesto contigo.
This is the message that God has me to preach.
Es el mensaje
the
que
truth,
Dios quiere
the
que
real
predique.
Truth.
La verdad.
I'm not going to water it down.
No la voy a rebajar.
So God chased me, he pursued me, he followed
así,
me.
Así que Dios me persiguió.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because of his mercy and grace.
Por su misericordia y su gracia.
Because he said, I am with you always.
Porque dijo, yo estaré contigo siempre.
He said, son, come home.
Él dijo, hijo, regresa a casa.
He kept calling to me. I would pull over my truck.
Me seguía llamando. Yo me paraba a un lado de la calle.
When I was getting to ready to make a drug deal toward the end, and I felt the presence of God come into the truck.
Cuando ya iba a hacer un negocio de drogas, sentía la presencia venir al troque.
And the Holy Spirit would say, come home, my son, come home.
El Espíritu Santo me decía, ven a casa, hijo, ven a casa.
I'm telling you, he keeps pursuing us.
Te estoy diciendo, él nos sigue persiguiendo.
So I gave my life back to Jesus in a jail cell on the first night.
Así que le di mi vida a Jesús otra vez en una cárcel la primera noche.
And I've been serving God for almost 10 years since then with all my heart, with all that I am.
10 años desde entonces, con todo
there's
mi
no
corazón.
Turning back.
Y no
there's no turning
atrás.
Back this time.
No hay ningún volver atrás esta vez.
And I say this many times when people say, you know, how, you know, why would God do that? How did he do it, you know? Why did he do
dice,
it?
¿Cómo, por qué hizo eso?
And I tell my story and I just say,
y yo cuento mi historia y les digo,
I came to the realization of if God would pursue me like that,
me di
I'd
cuenta
be a fool to run any longer.
Que si Dios me persigue de esa manera, sería un tonto en seguir corriendo.
God gave me the last chance.
Dios me dio la última oportunidad.
He's the God of the second chance.
Es el Dios de segundas oportunidades.
So after facing 53 years in prison,
así que después de enfrentar 53 años en la cárcel,
I prayed and prayed and prayed.
Yo oré y oré.
And I said, God,
y dije, Dios,
I did the crime and I'll do the time if I have to.
Cometí el crimen y haré el tiempo si tengo que hacerlo.
But I have two kids out there waiting for me.
Pero tengo dos hijos que me están esperando.
And the heart of my heavenly Father heard this father's heart.
Y el corazón del Padre Celestial escuchó el corazón de este padre.
And I kept praying. A month went by.
Y seguí orando y pasó un mes.
And the lawyer said, I think I can get you a 10 to 20 year sentence. And I said, all right, please keep trying, keep trying. Kept
y el,
praying.
El abogado dijo, yo creo que puedo conseguirte una sentencia de 10 a 20 años. Y yo dije, sigue intentando.
Another month went by.
Pasó otro mes.
He said, I think I can get you a 5 to 10. I said, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Please keep praying.
Yo
keep praying.
Yo creo poder conseguirte de 5 a 10 años y yo sigue orando, sigue orando.
I said, keep trying.
Sigue intentando. Sigue intentando.
And then, no, keep following me here. And then he said, I think I can get you a 1 to 2 year sentence.
Y después dijo, creo que puedo conseguirte de 1 a 2 años de sentencia.
So I did a year in prison and got paroled out right around one year.
Hice un año en prisión y después salí aproximadamente un año después.
And the whole time I was in prison, I preached the gospel.
Y durante todo el tiempo que estuve en prisión, prediqué el evangelio.
And I tell you, I don't think I've ever told anyone this, but the moment
y no creo que le he dicho esto a nadie,
that the lawyer brought me the news about a 1 to 2 year sentence.
Por el momento que el abogado me trajo las noticias de 1 a 2 años de sentencia.
I was in a holding cell under the jail.
Yo estaba en una celda debajo de la prisión.
Waiting to go into the court.
Esperando entrar a la corte.
And I was telling this guy, Jesus is real, brother.
Y le estaba diciendo
Jesus is real.
A este hombre, Jesús es verdadero.
I've done every drug. I've had all the pleasures.
Yo he hecho todas las drogas, tenido todos los placeres.
And nothing is like the presence of God.
Y nada es como la presencia de Dios.
So I'm preaching to this young man. Hallelujah.
Así que le estoy predicando.
Thank you, Jesus.
A este joven.
So I'm preaching to this young man.
Le estoy predicando a este joven.
And all of a sudden, the lawyer bangs on the bars. Hey,
y de repente el abogado
I need
toca,
to tell you something.
Tocan las barras de la celda y dice, ocupo decirte algo.
I made a deal with the judge, and you're getting a 1 to 2 year sentence.
Hice un trato con el juez y vas
and
a
I
recibir
just
de
praise
uno
God.
A dos
Thank
años.
You, Jesus.
Y yo alabé
Thank
a Dios.
You, Jesus.
Gracias,
I don't deserve
Jesús.
It.
No
I don't
lo merezco.
It.
No
we
lo merezco.
We don't deserve it.
No lo merecemos.
But what is the miracle you need this morning?
Pero ¿cuál es el milagro que necesitas esta mañana?
If he could get me out of a 53-year sentence to a 1 to 2 year sentence.
Si Dios me puede sacar de una sentencia de 53 años.
That's the kind of God that we serve.
Otra de 1 o 2 años. Ese es el Dios que servimos.
That's the kind of God that we serve.
Ese es el tipo de Dios que servimos.
In your lowest moment.
En tu momento más bajo.
When you feel like, where is my friends?
Cuando tú sientes y preguntas dónde están mis amigos.
Maybe your family isn't even around. Where's my family?
Tal vez ni tu familia.
Where's
dices,
God?
¿Dónde está mi familia? ¿Dónde está Dios?
I promise you he's there.
Te prometo, él está ahí.
I promise you he's there.
Te prometo, él está ahí.
He's calling to you. He's saying,
él te
come.
Está llamando y te dice, ven.
Draw close to my son. Receive my son as your Lord
Acércate
and Savior.
Acércate a mi hijo. Recíbelo como tu Señor y Salvador.
He's saying, I'm still with you. My presence is with you.
Te está
whether
diciendo,
you feel me or not.
Sigo contigo. Mi presencia está contigo, aunque me sientas o no.
So first of all, I want to offer anyone who hasn't received Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior the
Así
opportunity
que,
to be saved.
Primeramente, a cualquiera que no ha recibido al Señor como su Salvador.
To give your life completely to Jesus.
La oportunidad de ser salvo y rendir tu vida completamente a Jesús.
And I'm going to say a prayer. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. If you want to receive, say this prayer with me.
Te voy a dirigir en una oración y di esta oración conmigo.
But just saying the words isn't going to save you.
Solo decir
Believing
las
them
no te
in your
salva.
Heart as well is Creelas. What saves.
Creerlas en tu corazón es lo que salva.
And if you're a Christian, you know, and there's no judgment here.
Y si eres
Amen, Pastor?
Y aquí
there's
no
judgment here. We're not going to judge you.
Juicio, no
We're
going to
love
juzgar.
You.
Te vamos a amar.
There's no judgment here.
No
But I want to say
aquí.
That if you're a Christian who
Pero
feels like they're living 50% or 75%
decir,
or 90%,
si eres cristiano y sientes que estás viviendo
let's do
50
it 100%.
O 75,
Amen?
90%,
let's get sold
vamos
out
a hacerlo
100%. For Jesus Christ.
Vamos a dar todo
Let's
por Jesucristo.
Sold out. Let's do it all for
Vamos
him.
A dar
all
todo
for
por
his
él.
Glory.
Todo por su gloria.
And that's why people lose their passion because they start doing it for them.
Por eso la
they start
gente
doing it for their boss.
Empieza a perder
they start
la pasión.
Doing it for someone else.
Empiezan a hacerlo para ellos, por su jefe,
although,
por alguien más.
Although their intentions are good, they're not doing it
Aunque
for God anymore.
Las intenciones
they're not
son
living
buenas,
for God.
No lo están haciendo por Dios ya.
So say this prayer with me if you fall into one of those two categories.
Así que di esta oración conmigo si caes en una de estas dos categorías.
Say the words, believe them in your heart.
Di las palabras y créelas en tu corazón.
Upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
Cree en el Señor Jesucristo.
Say these words, Father God.
Di estas palabras, Padre Dios.
I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son.
Yo creo que Jesucristo es tu Hijo.
I believe that he died for my sins.
Yo creo que él murió por mis pecados.
Lord, forgive me
Señor,
of my
perdóname
sins.
Mis pecados.
Wash me and cleanse me.
Lávame y límpiame
in your precious blood.
En tu sangre preciosa.
I believe that you rose from the grave.
Yo creo que tú te levantaste de la tumba.
And that you are Lord forevermore.
Y que eres el Señor para siempre.
Lord, help me to live my life.
Señor, ayúdame a vivir mi
for
vida.
You, release to
para
me
ti.
Wisdom, strength, and all that I need to follow you, Lord.
Dame sabiduría y fuerza y todo lo que necesito para seguirte, Señor.
In Jesus' name.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.